So certainly the most, I think, exciting thing that's going on right now in lung cancer is what we've been seeing with immune therapy, particularly anti-PD-1 and anti-PD-L1. And Dave, you presented some really exciting data at ASCO. We'd like you to comment on. Maybe you can just sort of kind of go through the key points that you think docs in practice should know about, beginning with the mechanisms.
You know, I think the idea of trying to use the immune system to fight any cancer is not new. The challenge has been, how do you kind of wake up immune surveillance to a tumor that's already established itself in the body? One way that might be overcome is by interfering with an interaction of a known antigen, PD-L1, with its receptor, PD-1, which, when that ligand interacts with that antibody on the T cell, it seems to suppress T cell activity. So actually a number of drugs are in development to target this interaction. And we first heard about this from Julie Brammer from Hopkins 2 years ago, actually at the time of a pivotal publication in the New England Journal with nivolumab, an anti-PD-1 therapy. And what we're starting to see now is the development of other compounds. One of those compounds is kind of named anti-PD-L1. This is an antibody that, like the nivolumab compound, is designed to target this interaction, but instead of targeting the receptor PD-1 on the T cell, it's targeting the ligand PD-L1 on the tumor cell. This antibody was first developed in a phase 1 study, and the phase 1 study was designed to just establish dose and safety, and several dose cohorts were looked at, and then what happened from there were, what's now become so common for us as investigators are these phase 1/2 trials, which really have these large expansion cohorts. And what we presented at ASCO this last June were the results of the lung cancer cohort from the expansion phase of the phase 1. Essentially, the phase 1 showed that the drug was safe, that there did not appear to be a maximal tolerated dose, although a dose was chosen for the phase 2 development. And in the lung cancer cohort, when you looked at patients who had very refractory disease, so 2/3 of the patients had more than 2 lines of prior systemic therapy, looking at those patients in an all-comer fashion and not broken out by PD-L1 expression, there was a response rate of about 20%. And this is somewhat similar to what's been seen with nivolumab as well, the anti-PD-1 compound, which I'll talk about in a moment. Many of these patients had early responses that were sustained. Some patients actually had brief growth in their cancers, something that may be pseudoprogression before they benefited. And then there were other patients that clearly didn't benefit. Right away, you knew that they were progressing and not achieving any kind of benefit from this treatment.